Australia's not the only country in the region gearing up for elections. In 10 days' time, Indonesia will vote for a president. Incumbent Joko Widodo is well in front in the polls. His challenger, Prabowo Subianto, an ex-general, is now ramping up his attacks on foreigners and the press. Indonesia correspondent David Lipson with this report.
It's a classic hope versus fear campaign. Seeking his second term with a man of the people pitch, President Joko Widodo rode a horse and cart through the streets west of Jakarta as a festival of colour, music and dance swirled around him. He called it a democracy party. When you say a party, he told the crowd, it should be fun. It should not be creating fear. His opponent, Prabowo Subianto, had earlier addressed some 150,000 people packed inside Jakarta's main stadium, a sea of monochrome white. Dressed in his trademark safari suit, the ex-general laid out a dark view of Indonesia today, plagued by corruption, pillaged by foreigners.
Ibu Pertiwi sedang diperkosa.
Indonesia is being raped, he said. Our treasure is being taken away. At times, his anger erupted in English.
I am disgusted. Saya muak.
I've had enough, he shouted. This is not the republic I defended. It's not the republic I risked my life for. And then, addressing foreign correspondents directly, he said of the Indonesian people,
they don't want to be cheated again.
The ABC caught him backstage for clarification.
The message is, I think, we want to execute democracy, real democracy. We want the will of the Indonesian people to be respected.
How have they not been respected or cheated in the past?
Last few months, there's been too much blatant disregard of basic democratic practices. Freedom of speech, innocent people being arrested in jail.
Author of Reformasi Weekly, Kevin O'Rourke, is an analyst of Indonesian politics and policy.
The election is in many ways more about style than substance.
Still, he says, Indonesian voters do face a stark choice.
Prabowo is calling for a fundamental realignment of the economy. He clearly envisions even greater state control and close regulation of the economy. He also advocates much stricter protectionism, including a ban on food imports.
Taking aim at foreigners, journalists and a corrupt establishment, talk of trade protectionism. It's hard not to draw comparisons to Donald Trump. And another parallel, no one expects Prabowo to win, perhaps even him. He's now openly egging on his supporters to stage mass demonstrations if he loses. This is David Lipson in Jakarta for AM.